This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's the world got in it for you today, and what do you have in you for the world? What are we contributing to the, I'm looking at the population explosion here. That's a focus on the DJV show. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Jennifer is in Washington this week to do her local Los Angeles program from the White House. So, hotty hooty, ho ho ho. Too big. That's the company that she works for in Los Angeles, a company called Salem, S-A-L-E-M, Salem Broadcasting. And they are known for their right-of-center political stance, national shows with really good hosts. Dennis Prager is my favorite when it comes to that. But it's a much more political world than we live in here on this program. And Jennifer has credentials in terms of her right-of-center thinking. She's really, Jennifer, God love her, I've known her since she was a teenager, and she's always been everybody's favorite. The teacher's pet, you know, one of those, because she's just, that. She's a little bit concerned, I'll talk about her, I would say this to her if she were here, she's concerned about her image as always being good, but I don't know why you would be concerned about that, because those are the kind of people you want to be around, right? Don't you want to be around people who are full of goodness and light and love and respect? She's just that kind of a person. She is the same off the air as she is on the air. And I think that's one of the hallmarks of this program. Pretty much with me, what you hear is what you get. With Victoria, I've gotten to know you well, and I feel like you represent yourself well in your thinking. Kara is too young and inexperienced to be anything other than herself. And I say that in the most loving way, because at some point we become affected by all the things that are around us, and we want to sort of protect ourselves, put up that guard all shield, and that the younger you are, the less likely you are to have fallen and picked yourself up again. And so that's why there's such a refreshing, there are all these different points of view on this program after we tell you sort of the story of what's going on. And then there's the commentary, the opinion, the stories, the experiences that we've all had. And that's one of the unique things about this. And I'm happy to have the input. I'm thrilled, actually, because it really does have us, it puts us in a place that stands out from anybody else that's doing this. So when we study, it's okay, ladies. You can say thank you now.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So, the United States of America is part of a scheme of things threaded together by various countries around the world. There are some people who think there are 197 countries. Others will tell you there's 203. I've heard all kinds of numbers. I don't honestly know how many countries there are, because there are some places that it's questionable as to whether there, you know, if you can believe this, parts of Africa especially, where there are no boundaries and nobody really knows, is this country here or there? But one thing is clear. There are 7 billion people, plus or minus, on the planet now. When I was a kid, I can remember there being 6 billion in my lifetime. So in my lifetime, the population has increased a billion. And by the year 2030, the population will grow another billion. And by the year 2050, it'll grow another billion on top of that. And in 2100, there'll be 11 billion people that will not be able to get enough to drink or to eat. It just, this planet cannot provide for itself. And so the United Nations is studying all this stuff. And I'm not telling you this to make you upset or to, you know, to, I guess what I am saying is because I find it, it's the human condition that seems so ludicrous. Why would you want to ruin what was essentially a good thing, even though there are plenty of problems where we can't get along, and there's cancer, and there's all this other stuff. It's just, you just wonder why it is that we are so self-destructive. Do you ever think about it that way? Because that's really what this is. We're basically sowing the seeds of our own destruction. It cannot possibly, the world, this planet, cannot support 11 billion people. In 100 years, twice as many people? You want to realize how crazy that is? How people procreating, like the Jews that come to Israel from various parts of white Eastern Europe. They think they got to keep having kids to protect Israel's bloodlines. The Indians, they just don't give a damn. They just have babies on top of babies on top of babies. Africa the same way. Because nobody's gotten to them. Although India is, you know, you think about India, the culture. That's, by the way, with that movie that I was talking about this past weekend, we saw a movie called The Big Sick. And it's a true story about a Pakistani who falls in love with an American woman, even though, according to the culture of his country, he's not supposed to be hanging around with American women. It's really a good story. But it makes the point, in part, if you think about the sideways application of what went on in the movie, that, you know, you're supposed to be doing what your family says, and the families are supposed to have more children so that we can have more Indians and Pakistanis and Muslims, and the Catholics say the same thing. Let's keep, I don't think anybody pays any attention to the Catholic doctrine anymore. But when I was kid growing up, and I read,
used to.
Well, sure as hell did.
12, 13, 14 kids.
Craziness.
Yep.
Yeah. I know a mother who, the woman, as a matter of fact, I don't mind telling the story, the woman who's our official astrologer, Maria Trilogy, comes from a family of 13. Her mother died when she was 43, when she was giving birth to her 13th child.
Oh.
And that was commonplace, especially for the Irish and the Italians. The good Catholics, to have, you know, they don't practice birth control. They don't know anything. They didn't know what birth control was. Just keep having sex and have more kids. And the women of today, I'm on a side street here, but I'm thinking out loud. The women of today
taking a detour.
Well, but think about what you were taught. Maybe I should ask you this rather than assume it, Kara and Victoria. What you were taught about birth control, what were you taught about responsibility, what you've learned or what your feelings are about responsibility when it comes to that sort of thing?
I mean, I started birth control in high school, like all of my friends. So it was about, I went on it for health reasons at that time.
A lot of
but
people did, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the things that really, really gets me with this whole, you know, we're not going to, you know, the healthcare stuff, not supporting women's health, reproductive health, because there are so many women who need things like the pill to even get through the day with endometriosis and things like that. So that is a separate story, but that's originally why I went on it, for health reasons.
Yeah.
But no, it's just, I don't know, it's just, I grew up in a generation of personal responsibility for birth control. Mm. So there was no religious affiliation that I grew up with that said, you know, you can't be on birth control. I thought that died out with my parents' generation.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I think it did
in America, but it isn't elsewhere.
Right.
Kara, what's your experience, if you don't mind my asking?
I mean, I don't remember, besides health classes and I guess the things that my parents taught me. I didn't go on in high school. I guess I was very lucky in that I didn't have a lot of issues that other girls and women had with, you know, with really bad cramps or anything like that. It was always pretty normal for me.
Yeah.
So I didn't go on until I was in college. And, I don't know. It just, yeah, for me, I also grew up in a family that was very much about personal responsibility.
Yeah.
And I never, you know, and in prevention, and I never wanted to ever put myself in a situation that I wasn't ready for.
You were actually taught these sorts of things.
Well,
conversational, or you saw your parents and their example, and you learned from that?
Exactly, yeah. I was never, I don't think my mom ever sat me down and said, Kara, you need to do this because I don't want you to ever be in this situation. Like, I was never pressured by her or anything like that.
Yeah.
And it was just something that I learned, I think, from watching them.
Yeah.
And just being responsible in all kind of different places in life was just something that I learned growing up. But, yeah, I don't know. And we were in a very religious family, so that wasn't ever something that occurred to me either that I couldn't be on it because of religion, but yeah, I don't know. It just seems like most people like Victoria. I know lots and lots of women who are on it for health reasons because they have really bad cramps or because they have acne or because they have endometriosis. So it's just, I don't know, the idea of not having people on it seems like a very irresponsible thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't realize until I was fairly well along, birth control came along when I was of coming of age, was of first experiences, and it wasn't until a lot later, that I learned that it was used for health benefits for women.
Oh, yeah.
It had nothing to do with birth control. It had to do with other things that were important.
I will say that I wish it was not mainly the woman's job to do it, though. Like, you're the body that's going to be affected, so it makes sense that you would want to prevent anything from happening, but I wish that there was a little bit more responsibility on men.
It should be.
I would hope that, and maybe for the time being, you would still have to rely on yourself, but I would hope that at least if you started some kind of trend, that maybe in 20 years, it wouldn't be such a, like, if it was a normal thing for men to also have some kind of birth control, that maybe it would be regular and you could actually rely on them to.
I want to spend some time in the next half hour talking more about where we are here, what's changing in the world. There are a lot of things that are changing in such a quick fashion. I think it's worth us spending some time on it to observe and comment. 18 past the hour.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales event. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd, while supplies last, contiguous U.S. only, limit 80 per customer.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. By once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need
pay as little attention to this as possible. Because I find this kid the best example of overcooking that I can think of. But every once in a while, worth a mention, Justin Bieber, especially when it comes to a story like this, has been banned in Beijing. Remember the old banned in Boston routine? So the Beijing Culture Bureau has confirmed that Bieber is banned from performing because of his bad behavior. The Bureau didn't go into specifics about what behavior made him a persona non grata, but he's made plenty of headlines over the years for reckless driving, drunken driving, excess. He's just an excessive jerk. That's all. The kid who has... he's just a kid. And he's way over the top in thinking that he's somebody that the world can't be without. And so, you know, he's on these tours and... he's just an annoying horse, you know what. Lady Gaga, Maroon 5, Selena Gomez have all reportedly been banned, however, from playing in China. They were this is not for their bad behavior, but because they have associated with the Dalai Lama. And in China, that's a no-no.
Isn't that crazy that that's, like, still happening?
Well, because that's the way it is. There are plenty of excesses in China that people don't know about because we get so wrapped around the money we make from doing business with them, we forget that they're a culture and a half, a world and a half away from us culturally.
Yeah.
The Dalai Lama, they're also afraid of the Chinese. If there is there's a guy who is named Louis Zaibo, who I think won the Nobel Peace Prize, but he was sort of a democracy and religion spreader, and they put him in jail. And that's what they do. They just, remember all the things with the name of that group, Fang Wang Dung or something, the Christian group, Fulan. There's a name, but they were chased around the country for years in China. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch,
Linkin Park frontman Chester Bennington, who passed away last week after the release of his latest album with the band One More Light, and only a week before their tour was set to begin. The timing means that some of the album promotion already in the can, including an upcoming episode of the series Carpool Karaoke, which came from James Corden's that spinoff from The Late Show. It's supposed to be they're premiering it in August 8th. It was filmed July 14th, just before he passed away. So what I'm trying to figure out is when it actually is going to air.
It's supposed to debut in October. Their episode was hosted by Ken Young, right? I think it's Young. He was the host of that episode, the comedian from TV, and so I don't know if they're going to air it or not.
Why isn't it Corden hosting it? Why do they have somebody else doing it?
Well, this is the Apple TV series.
I thought they were doing a TV series on their own on CBS of this.
Corden hosts the primetime specials, which I think they've done too, but the others are an Apple series, and each episode has a different celebrity host in the car with a band.
And it's only available on Apple through iTunes?
Right.
Really? The world is a strange place. Why don't we just... I want to see it on the screen someplace that's easy to get to. I suppose for some people it is.
We'll have to get you Apple TV.
Thank you. 28 past the hour.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third-row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales event. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ralph. Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer off for the next couple of days. She broadcasts her local Los Angeles program from the nation's capital. So, Kara, you'll spend some time with her, and Richie will spend some time with her. And I was reading a book. This book is called You're a Badass at Making Money. The lady who wrote it is a lady named Jen Sincero. She's funny. In it, she writes, don't ask your broke friends for advice for making money. For God's sakes, get advice from somebody who knows what the heck they're doing. And I was thinking about that.
Someone wrote a book to have to illustrate that point?
Well, yeah, I think, yeah. It's, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But carry the same thing through, Victoria, to relationships. Why would you read a book on relationships from somebody who's divorced? Or...
I don't know. I think that's different.
I was told once by my pal that she didn't want to invest with anybody who wasn't a millionaire. And that makes sense. Why would you put your money, have somebody manage your money that wasn't doing an extraordinary job with his or her own money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the same, can we carry the same thing through to fitness, for example? Experts who offer advice who are not fit. Or who are not good at investing, or not good at relationships, or whatever
right.
It is. It seems like common sense, but yet apparently it's not, because there are a lot of books on the market that are, you know, just, there's just drivel. It's a lot of drivel. My allergies, I apologize, are really...
It's been a bad season. This whole summer, I don't know anyone who isn't just really suffering with allergies.
Yesterday,
thank God for the neti pot, because the neti pot is keeping keeping us going.
Right up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, we had 1,400 people visiting the farm for a number of activities, and in amongst that, I was baling hay and doing all kinds of stuff, but it stirs up the dust. It stirs up. I actually got stung. Have you ever heard of stinging nettles?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you ever been stung? We did a story about how to keep them from affecting your dog.
Yeah.
Because they're very bad.
Oh, I remember that. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, so for some reason or another, I was behind a truck that I parked next to the side of a hill yesterday and the day before, whenever the heck I was over the weekend. And so I touched these plants. I've seen them around. I've been around the farm all my life. Never had this experience before. So you touch them, and there's something poisonous in the tip of the plant, and it sticks with you. So I have my whole arm is all covered with these bumps from where I touched the plant. So I'm putting some arnica gel and things like that on it to draw out. It's not as bad as it was, but it still is there, noticeable. It's one of those things, strange things in Mother Nature that... the theory is it was developed so that the animals wouldn't eat it, so that it could survive. Because if the animal eats the cows or horses or whatever, eats the plant, then they don't survive. And there are those who theorize that plants, whether it's in your garden, your carrots, or your cabbage, whatever it is, they're alive, and that when you pick them, it hurts them. When you pull a carrot out of the ground, have you ever heard that theory? Or you pick a broccoli sprout or a piece of, you cut off the asparagus and it hurts the plant. It hurts when you saw a tree down. It's still alive. Do you know that philosophy?
I mean, I've heard that, but then I've also heard scientists say that there are no nerve and pain receptors in plants, so they can't feel pain. So I don't know.
It may not be the actual pain, but there's a... a theory, a spiritual theory about all living things being able to feel pain.
Of course. And that's something that I am sensitive to, and
yeah,
then I wouldn't have a diet.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to eat anything.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm already
we got to eat some in order for us to grow. So they're there of service. That's the other thing. It's really a very interesting thing to follow people in their thoughts. We've had a sort of a theory or a theme through this hour of the program. We'll look in the crystal ball to the future. People, and my question is, how are folks going to survive the economic needs, social needs? And one of the things, looking ahead to the future, the things that have been proposed by those who are building the new hospitals, the schools of the future, and robots. The thing about robots and how they're being designed now to be doctors, robots to be diagnosticians, robots to be surgeons. As a matter of fact, in some hospitals, Memorial Sloan Kettering, the cancer center, already has a team that's working with robots because they feel they've used these things on cancer. As a matter of fact, I think John McCain's operation on his face for his cancer was done by a robot. They program it to the specific area, and the robo surgeon just does. There are robo surgeons doing knee replacements, correcting your vision, and it's moving so fast. You wonder how, as we go forward, the world of medicine will change. I can't imagine a robot having good bedside manner. Can you? What's a robot going to do when you're in the hospital room and somebody needs to check on you?
Hopefully, we'll still have nurses for that.
Yeah. There's a proposal here in Massachusetts looking to the future that's sort of taken out of the Bernie Sanders playbook. The people who are running for public office, who have platforms that call, we've had free public education, for kindergarten through 12 for 150 years. Now, these politicians who want to buy votes go after people your age, Kara, and younger, who think that there's such a thing as free college. There's a guy who's running for governor in Massachusetts that says, I've got a way to provide a free public college education for any student in a family earning less than $200,000 a year. What are you, nuts? You've got to be crazy. We're all going to pay for that. It's going to come out of the tax base. So these phony politicians who look to the future and say, we're going to give you a free education. That was one of the most disingenuous things that Bernie Sanders came up with. And a lot of things he talked about, I thought were really smart. That wasn't. That was just a grab for votes. You can't do it. I mean, who is proposing?
Well, it's happening in New York now.
It isn't either. Somebody's paying for it. The taxpayers in New York, you are paying for it. There's no such thing as a free ride. And these people that come up with these plans, wow. How they get them.
Well, it eliminates, yeah. I mean, and of course, you're right. I mean, the taxpayers, that money obviously is coming from somewhere. But it at least, one of the only reasons that I would be for that is it does eliminate the kids graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt.
Well, but somebody's got the debt. But one step further even, Victoria, on that, is the 83% chance that the kids in the future get out of college, if they're only getting a four-year degree, won't be able to have a job. Wasn't there some place, didn't we talk in the last two or three weeks about some place that said you couldn't graduate unless you had a job?
Chicago.
It was the city of Chicago.
I think it was Chicago, right?
Yeah, I think it was. Yep,
if you don't have a plan, then see you later.
Yeah.
That's great. I like that.
Here's one other food item, a food for thought item. Actually, I had a couple of things to add to this. Elon Musk is planning a Hyperloop on the East Coast. He was talking about building these tunnels in Los Angeles to replace the growing problem of being able to get around on the freeways in Los Angeles County. So they're going to build roads under the roads. And now he's come up, he met on Thursday, and got approval to build an underground Hyperloop on the East Coast at his expense, connecting New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington with a rail system that'll get you from New York. This is hard to even imagine. Imagine the future, getting on a train in New York and going to Washington in a half an hour. That's what he's suggesting.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's basically like what a Hyperloop, from my understanding of looking at some of these prototypes that he's posted, it's essentially like when you go to the drive-thru of the bank, and then you put your deposit slip in the little tube, and then it shoots up into the bank.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like that. It's basically that, but for passengers.
Imagine.
Which
one
is awesome. I love that.
Yeah, it'd be like almost to beam me up, Scotty.
Right. It's like the Jetsons.
Yeah, it is. All right. And then the future of pregnancy tests using toothpaste. We're all about the future here, boys and girls. According to Google Trends, a growing number of women are checking out a new trend known as the toothpaste pregnancy test. There's a YouTube tutorial that's had 2 million viewers so far. This is how it works. I don't believe I'm telling people this. Squeeze a small amount of white toothpaste on a dish and add a couple of drops of your morning urine. Then mix it up and wait for 3 minutes. If you're pregnant, the toothpaste will turn a bluish color and froth. If nothing changes, you're safe. Use the toothpaste for what it was. I don't think you can use that over again, though, probably, right?
Ew. But see, here's the thing. This is a weird thing that's been trending now for a week or so or more.
Yeah.
Every doctor is now coming out saying, okay, this is not real. And I don't know where this started. They think it started somewhere decades ago.
So it doesn't really work?
Well, it doesn't, in the sense that it's the acid that's, however acidic your system is and however acidic your
urine
is.
That's what tells whether you're pregnant or not. Right?
Well, no. It's the pregnancy hormone. It's a hormone that, this is not detecting a hormone. This is only telling you how acidic your urine is. Right. And if it froths up, it means it's reacting, I think, to the sodium bicarbonate in the toothpaste. So this is like an at-home chemical reaction project for fourth graders. This is not something that you're supposed to really use.
I don't get it either, because a pregnancy test is only a couple bucks more than a thing of toothpaste. So if you can't afford that couple bucks more to take a pregnancy test, then I really, really hope you're not pregnant.
Right.
Use the toothpaste. There's all kinds of gross things coming to my mind when I think about using toothpaste for that kind of stuff. Whee!
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Should patients be worried about their doctors? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. American doctors face growing constraints on their ability to provide the best treatments possible to their patients. Reams of paperwork and onerous restrictions on what they can prescribe are diverting their attention from what they do best, delivering quality health care to patients. This development is approaching a crisis level in the view of many physicians. Some doctors are already speaking out on the pressures that insurers and others are placing on the medical profession, but the public and even many policymakers are not aware of how bad the situation is. Patients need to tell policymakers that they want to see the doctor-patient relationship kept at the center of American medicine. It is in the interest of all of us to let doctors be doctors. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare Policy.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. 35% of dementia cases worldwide could be preventable by addressing lifestyle factors, according to a new report at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. The Lancet Commission says these factors include high blood pressure, obesity, smoking, depression, and diabetes. For the first time, their report included hearing loss and social isolation among the dementia risk factors. Dr. James Hendricks is Director of Global Science Initiatives at the Alzheimer's Association.
This report is very hopeful. Many people have the potential to reduce their risk of decline through simple, healthful behavioral changes. At a public health level, interventions based on this evidence could be extremely powerful in managing the global costs of Alzheimer's and other dementias.
According to the study authors, by managing modifiable risk factors at all stages of life, it may be possible to reduce new cases of dementia by 9 million people by 2050. For more information, visit alz.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Three after the hour now, time for us to pay attention to what's going on in your home and talk home improvement, and then some, with the President of the United States, Tom Kreidler. Oh, wait a minute. I read that wrong. Tom, as many of you know who are followers of this program, is very much into scouts, into leadership activities with the Boy Scouts of America. He has had sons, obviously, in that, but he got involved, and so you... When you hear him and his excitement quotient, when he gets involved, you're like 2 weeks of summer. You go away to the National Scout Jamboree, right?
Yeah, well, this jamboree only happens every 4 years, Doug. So it's a commitment, but you know it's not 2 weeks every summer. But yeah, we're really excited here because the president is going to come and speak to the scouts this afternoon as part of our evening show, and it's actually a longstanding tradition. 8 of 12 sitting presidents have actually come to this jamboree in person to celebrate, you know, scouting contribution to America.
Mm-hmm. Well, scouting has, I would imagine that some of these presidents have been scouts themselves, haven't they? I don't know about Trump.
Yeah, and you know, there's Eagle Scouts in the president's cabinets, but it all started with Roosevelt, 1937. He was the very first president to attend a jamboree, which was actually held right there in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. So now it's out in Beckley, West Virginia. What's it like? How many are there? And what's the program that you're involved in? What goes on at the Scout Jamboree?
Well, Beckley, West Virginia is the home of the Summit Bechtel Reserve. It's one of four Boy Scout high adventure bases where kids come to have a good time, to learn practical skills, to learn leadership skills, and just to enjoy themselves. And the Summit is the permanent home of the Jamboree. And we have facilities here that are just absolutely amazing. I mean, first of all, you have the Summit Center, which is like a city in and of itself. You've got BMX, you've got canopy, you've got skateboarding, sort of sampling of the smaller activities that are on the outer edges of the Summit. And then when you get to those outer adventure areas, the skateboard park is the size of an aircraft carrier. the barrels, which is the gun range, has over 400 shooting positions. We have a canopy that's got 10 different zip lines, 6 rope bridges, and 3 rappelling stations. We've got one zip line on this property that's over a half mile long. The kids get on that, and they reach 50 miles an hour as they go down the zip line and across a beautiful lake to the other side of the property. So it's a really amazing place. They're doing merit badges here. You know, some of those merit badges that they really can't get at home, maybe it's a tough one, like geology, right, where you don't have all the materials, all the information. There's experts here on site to actually help them with those merit badges. So there's a lot going on here. The kids are having a great time, and everybody's really excited that the president's coming this afternoon.
So have you said most recent presidents like Obama, did he go, and George Bush, did he go, and Reagan, and
yes,
all the way?
Well, Obama did not go, actually, but Bush did come.
Yep.
Actually, even Nancy Reagan came once, too.
Really? Huh. Interesting. All right, so that's the National Scout Jamboree. Tom Kreidler reporting. Let's take 30 seconds and then actually talk some home improvement, all right, right after this.
Yeah,
there are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
All right. So there's a question about Alexa and things that can be done, the uses for Alexa and the dangers of having Alexa when it comes to, like, starting your washing machine. Alexa, turn on the television. Alexa, turn on the garbage disposal. What do you know about Alexa and what people, when it comes to home, either utensils, utilities, things, is there a danger if you start the washing machine?
Well, I mean, like any technology, if it's used improperly, you could potentially cause a problem. I guess, like, the concern is over misunderstanding of the commands. You know, you ask it to turn on the TV, and it turns on the stove. I don't even know if that's possible, but I can imagine that that's the kind of thing that folks are concerned about. But I think you have to use it in a mindful way where you're physically confirming that the action you asked it to do is actually happening. So
do you have Alexa? Do you use it at home?
I don't have Alexa. You know, I have some other limited smart home element devices in my house. Like, for example, my thermostat is smart and web-driven. I have a garage door opener that will tell me if I've left my garage door open, that sort of thing. But that's
smart. All right, Tommy.
You can have a little or you can have a lot.
Yeah, right. Tom Kreidler is co-host of the home improvement program, The Money Pit, here on the DJB Show.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.